Chair, request information.
Yes, Lawrence.
Yeah, I was wondering if you wanted to exercise the idea of maybe going around the queue for 30 seconds and having everybody introduce themselves this way. But not only the secretary would know, but we will all know.
Are you saying to, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you very well, to introduce ourselves?
Introduce us for 30 seconds and blah, blah, blah.
That's what you were saying? Okay. I think we can do that. It's 9:37. Sure, because the only other thing we have to do really is set the date of the next meeting. George and Anita, would you be able to stay with us into the closed session for a few minutes? I figure we'll
sure.
be done with everything by 10 or 10:10. Great. Okay, thank you. All right, let's do, I'm all for what Lawrence suggested, which is going around and saying who we are for 30 seconds and what our background in or why we're on the audit committee or what our background might be. So I'll go in my usual alphabetical order by first name, which is Adriana Stark from KPFT. Adriana, go ahead.
My name is Adriana Kasnade, a delegate from KPFT in Houston. I was part of the audit committee in 2018 and in 2020. And I'm part of the finance committee in KPFT. I was the chair of the KPFT finance committee in 2018. KPFT was the only station in the foundation that had a proposed budget approved by the LSE, but never approved by the Finance Committee of the PNB in 2018. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Let's see. Who's after that? Darlene Pagano.
Hi, I'm from KPFA. This is my second term on the audit committee. I put myself forward to be on the audit committee because I have a background in nonprofit management and have participated, although I have not been the lead accountant on many, many an audit.
Thank you.
That's it.
We should talk more. I work in nonprofit management sort of too.
Okay.
Anyway. Let's see. Next is Eric Jacobson.
Yes, I'm starting my second term also on the audit committee. I'm a member of the KPFK LSB, and I'm an active member on the governance committee there. And I also served on the PNB the fundraising version of the PNB. Fundraising
okay.
committee, which is not met yet. And I bring a background, not in finance, but in law. I'm a civil rights attorney. I think this brings me back to how I introduced myself last year, which was right in the wake of the horrendous George Floyd murder. And coincidentally enough, today's the first day of his trial, which I was watching a little bit of this morning, but I learned a lot last year, doing mostly listening and trying to just wear the hat of a good listener and a good learner when it comes to some of the fundamentals. So I have a great love for Pacifica and KPFK, and I hope to be constructive participant again this year. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Eric. Next, we have James Hussett.
James McFadden. I'm on the KPFA LSB. I was joined the audit committee, I think, in June 2019 or something like that. And I guess that's yeah, I'm a physicist at UC Berkeley, and I've done budgets for decades.
Great. Thank you, Jane. Janine? Anyone?
Hi.
You're still here?
Yeah. I'm with KTFK. As I said, I've been on the, I'm the secretary for KPFK. I am also secretary for the bylaws, governance bylaws subcommittee, and I've been on the finance committee. For a living, I work freelance in film and television as a budgetary person. I oversee, the accounting and the, financials to investors on independent projects. So, I'm used to looking at financials, but I haven't been through an audit quite like this. I do submit documents to state incentive programs that get audits, and I usually am the one that has to supply or request from our accounting team the items that they need. So maybe that's why I was stuck on that one issue. So thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. I mean, Janine. Sorry. Let's see. Then, Lauren, everybody knows you, but go ahead anyway.
Is that me?
Lauren. Yes, that's you.
Okay, my name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm on the KPFK Local Station Board. I'm also a director on the P&B representing listeners. I serve on a board of a nonprofit where we've gone to quite a few audits. We have a multi-million dollar budget. I've been on the audit committee before in 2014 and 2015. I'm also the presiding, the pro tem chair of the governance committee. I'm also a bargaining, I'm a social worker by trade, and I'm also a union member and bargaining unit chair for a county union that I work for. So I look forward to working with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Okay, Marilyn Rodowney.
Yes, I put myself forward to be on the, I'm on the local station board at WBAI. I put myself forward last time and this time to be on the audit committee. I had tried in 2016, 2017, on a committee of some of us to raise money and found out we couldn't do it until the audits were done. So then we came up with the idea for the five-station audit fund drive that happened in March 2017 and raised $250,000 for the 2016 audits, so to get the audits done in one day. But it's, as we see, it's still, we're still catching up, but we're finally doing it. I was also chair of the WBAI Management Evaluation Committee, the first one to complete the job in at least 9 years. It could have been 11. I can't remember for sure. But anyway, it was a huge job, but we did it. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Great. Congrats on that. Ron Pinchback.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. This is Ron Pinchback, delegate for WPFW, staff delegate on the local station board and on the Pacifica National Board, former general manager of WPFW, former program director, been involved with the station for over two decades. And, you know, this is my first time on the audit committee. I have no experience, you know, in audits or anything like that. But what I do see is this. In all my years involved with Pacifica, this is the best chance that this network has had to get its books in order and to get its financial house straight. And anything that I can do to make that happen, to make that a reality, to be a part of that, then that's why I'm here.
Great. Thanks, Ron. Let's see, Sandra Rowland.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sandra Rowland from KPFT Houston. This is my second round of serving on an LSB and the PMB. I served in from 2003 to 2009 and locally, and on 2007 and 2009 on the national board, and I have served on finance committee, personnel committee, management selection and review committee, and this is my first time to join the audit committee. So I like what I heard my colleague Ron say, that and I feel strongly too, that we are in a good place with the assistance of Anita and George. And I think if we all row the same way, we can get our books in order. And I look forward to helping in any way that I can. So thank you.
Sandy Weinman.
Thank you. Yes, I'm from KPFT in Houston. I've been a programmer there for 24 years, or in my 24th year, to be accurate. I was on the original local station board after the first elections were held. Served as treasurer on that local station board going back to, I think, what, 02, and rejoined or ran and was elected again in 2020. I have a particular interest in the survival of Pacifica. It's unique and it's one of a kind. I'm certainly looking at a lot of forensic audits over the course of my career, most of them trying to find out where we went wrong so we could do better next time. I think maybe we can apply some of the same things here. I'm thrilled to see the progress being made. Keep it up. Thank you.
Great. And Tom Borghi. Tom, you still here?
Yeah, I'm Tom Borghi. I think I might be a little misplaced on this committee. It's not quite clear to me how I got on this committee. But in any case, my forte is being a transmitter engineer. I work mostly with the affiliate stations, although I am on the KPFA, LSC, and also the PNP. So, I don't know. I think it sounds, well, first of all, my question is who else from KPFA is on this committee? Can somebody answer that question?
I can, because I have the list right here. But I don't think there are any directors. We've got Darlene Pagano, Darlene, James McFadden, and that's it. The two of them and you.
Okay, well, I'm extremely busy with lots of other Pacifica activities, and if need be, I will stay on this committee, but my preference would be to put my time into many more other things that Pacifica needs, so that's kind of where I am for the moment.
Gotcha.
May I speak? Point of information. Cool. This is Darlene.
Darlene, go ahead.
Tom, I actually am surprised to see you at this meeting. I'm trying to look up the LSB election results. I know there was a committee to which you were elected, but it wasn't the audit committee.
Excuse me. Let me finish what I'm saying. Can you guys figure it out back at KPFA?
Chair, I have some information that might clear this up.
Okay, go ahead, Lauren.
Since Tom is a director, he gets elected by the PNB, not the LSB.
All right. Well, how can we straighten this out?
Well, that straightened it out for me because I didn't know that the PNB could assign members. So that's an explanation that makes it clear to me. Thanks.
Adriana?
I think Ron was first. And
No. Actually, no. Lon hit my point. Thank you.
Okay. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I think that part of the confusion, every LSB select two members to the Pacific Audit Committee, right. And the PMB elect, like Lawrence explained, one director from the PMB representing each extension. That's why Tom Borges is here.
Thank you. Tom, it sounds like maybe you're going to have to take this up with the PMB. Does that sound okay?
Okay, I understand. I'll stay with it.
Okay. All right, let's see what happens. Let me know so I know whether to keep you on or not.
Well,
so good.
One, no, this is I have absolutely no accounting background. I do have a better 50-year transmitter background in a lot of different transmitting transmitter environments and stuff. So, I mean, that's where I read. I'll stay with it for now.
Well, I hear you, but, you know, we should figure it out because if it's taxing you, you know, maybe it doesn't make sense. Okay, I'm the last one to go here. A little bit of background. Let's see, I joined PFW. I have lost track of the years, people, so I can't say when I did what, but I first wandered in there because I listened a lot to the WPFW's jazz programming, and I heard them announce that they needed some help with, well, a treasurer, which I didn't end up becoming, but long story short, first I joined the finance committee there, and then I joined the LSB. I was on, I got on the audit committee as a delegate, the PNB's audit committee, where we are right now, because my strongest background, I guess, has been in financial management for nonprofits. I've been doing that for years, and I've also participated in putting together a lot of audits, so I thought I could be useful there. And I ended up being the chair, and I've been chair for 2 or 3 years. Like I said, I don't remember exactly. But, you know, I'm very happy with the way we've taken this on, and with, especially with NETA's help, and it's been a behemoth of a job. So, you know, I think we're all feeling kind of satisfied right now. So I'll leave that there for the moment. Okay. That's it, I think. Do we want to set a new date of the next meeting, or do we want to wait to get some advice or news from NETA and the auditors as to when they have something for us to actually look at or discuss? I would vote for that, personally, for waiting, but...
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I would suggest that we wait until we have information from Anita and George and their team so that we can give it thoughtful discussion.
Good.
Just my 2 cents. Thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else have an opinion there? I think I'll just say that now that things are really moving, you know, we'll be in touch a lot more. You know, we'll have more to say.
Adriana?
Through email. Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. In a way, I agree with all of you said, but I have a problem with that. That is, I think that we have a job to do. Part of what we are supposed to do, I remember last year, the last time when we talked was in November, and we are almost done. When we are together, 2019 was coming along immediately. I believe that we'll be better if we meet. We'll be maybe a short meeting, and if we have some information, fine, but then we will have the option if something is going wrong or if some delays, maybe we will be on top of that.
Okay. Anybody else with an opinion? We may have to vote on this.
Marilyn Stack.
Marilyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I favor waiting until there's something that we know we have to talk about from the auditors, because if there's something we need to know in terms of a delay, there's hardly anything we could do about it. And Eileen mm-hmm. could let us know by email if there's something we should know about a delay. And if we feel there's a need to call a meeting, we could do it at that time.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence?
Yeah, so I would like to hear from Eric. That would inform my decision-making process as to why he thought we should go into closed session.
That's going to inform your opinion about setting the next meeting?
No.
That's what we're talking about.
That, I thought we were talking about whether to go into executive session.
No, Lawrence, that was a while ago. Are we
going to go into executive session? Because I didn't hear that conversation, and I've been here.
We've been talking about it for the past 5 minutes.
Okay.
No, right now we are talking about setting the next meeting.
Okay, so what I heard Sanders say, that we should wait to go to executive session till we have more information.
No, that's not what she said.
She said,
excuse me, let me summarize. I said that I thought we could wait until we have some new information from NETA and or the auditors before setting the next meeting, so that we know that we have something to talk about. Sandra agreed with that. Adriana thought we should set a meeting. Marilyn thought we should wait for more info.
Okay, so that's sort of like, it depends on the information we get. We may go into executive session or not.
We're not talking about executive session right now, Lawrence.
Excuse me. Don't interrupt me.
No, but you're off the topic.
I'm trying to get to my point. No, I'm not off topic.
But get to it.
I'm completely on topic.
Moderate your tone, please, Lawrence.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Let me finish.
I don't appreciate your tone, but go ahead.
Oh, I don't appreciate you interrupting me. I wanted to say was I will go along with what the body says. That's all. But depending on the information we get, we may have to go into executive session. That's all I'm saying.
I don't understand why you're still talking about executive session while we're on another topic.
Because we're talking about information that might be proprietary.
You are done.
Anyway,
done, Lawrence.
I say apples, you say oranges. That's
Lawrence,
okay.
You don't have the floor anymore. Let's take a vote on... I'm sorry, who is that, Janine?
Janine to the staff.
Yeah, go ahead, Janine.
So I'm wondering if we can make it on the 26th. And my reasoning is that if they are planning on having the audit complete on the 30th, even a short meeting on the 26th to see if they're still on track or if there's any issues, I say this because we don't yet know what the repercussions are if they don't finish on the 30th. It sounds like there's some sort of deadline. We don't know what it is, and we may find out in closed session, but because I don't know what that is, my instinct is to make a meeting for that week prior to that date.
If that's a motion, I'll support it.
Excuse me, Lawrence. You don't have the floor.
That's okay. I'm supporting the motion. I don't care what you say. You're being rude.
On the stack, please, Darlene.
We're going to run out of time to be able to have a short closed session. So I'm just saying. Darlene, go ahead.
I would ask Marilyn to rethink the issue of a separate additional meeting. The cost of the time of NETA folks, they're generous with meeting our odd scheduling, which is not part of their hours, but to call formal meetings in case there might be an issue, I'm rather objecting to how cavalier we are with the costs of what we subject NETA to.
Thank you. Let me point out, now that I'm looking at a calendar, the 30th is a Friday, If the audit is to be ready and signed off on by the 30th, then we would definitely need to meet on April 26th. So I will set that meeting in any case.
The request for information, Chair.
Let me finish my thought here. Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence. Go ahead with your request.
When the audit is submitted, the audit committee has to vote on the audit. Is that
yes,
is that
we have to recommend.
Right. Okay.
That the PN then it has to go to the PNB as well. Yeah. So we would need to meet on the 26th anyway. My recommendation is that we wait to see if there's anything we need to discuss with the auditor and NETA and or NETA on either the 15th, no, I'm sorry, that's a long month, on either the 12th or 19th, which are both Mondays. Let's see how things are going. Let's see, next week or between now and next Monday, perhaps, and see if we need to meet the following Monday or the one after, if the auditors need to.
Tom, with a point of information?
Yes, Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to have to drop off. I have an affiliate station that's gone off the air.
Okay,
here.
That's fine. Thank you, Tom. That's fine. I appreciate it. Okay, keep us posted.
Ryan,
will do.
Anita to the first bag, please.
Thank you. Anita, please go ahead.
I'm sure this will influence whether you want to go into the executive session. I reached out to receive counsel. I was asked to hold off since the decision from our creditor, they will probably get a decision tomorrow. So,
okay.
I'd rather follow that advice.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, people really wanted to know who we were talking about, so we can actually do that by email anyway. I think that would make sense. Ron?
No, you just made my point.
Okay.
I'm good. Eric, to the stack.
Hang on, I'm just writing something down. Tomorrow. Eric, go ahead.
For what it's worth, I feel like we're kind of having to surmise between the lines of various references to situations and contingencies. I guess as a delegate of my LSB to this committee, I would like to be able to be privy under the all the necessary duties of confidentiality that I would bring to it, which I'm used to as an attorney, and I'm sure all of us will be respectful of. I'd like to be made privy to these issues in a brief closed session, so I stand by my request. Obviously, it's not up to me, it's up to the body. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Eric.
Ron, to the back.
Go ahead, Ron.
You know, it's already been stated by the parties involved that, you know, that they'd rather not do that at this time because this is a fluid situation, okay? The information that you are seeking, they cannot provide at this time because they don't know. So, you know, respect their work, okay? You will get those answers. Nobody's going to hide those answers from you. But they don't know the answers themselves. So I think it's inappropriate to put them on the spot to asking them, you know, for outcomes that they cannot predict. Okay? They've already told us what they have done and what they're waiting for. Please respect that. Okay? And as an attorney, I'm not going to tell you your craft because
I wouldn't begin to. Okay? So, but you know what's at stake. So, that's all I have to say, guys. And I say,
Marilyn to Stack.
Thank you,
Lon. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Yes, I'm very frustrated with this meeting because I don't think we're getting anywhere at all. We're going to decide when our next meeting was. I think you said
you
had a suggestion. I think we should go ahead and follow through on that. That's the date of the meeting. And then if we're going to have executive session, I'm not sure why we need it. But we're just doing nothing. We've been spinning our wheels for half an hour. And I'm out of time. We're way out of time. And I'd like to expedite the meeting and get it over with because I think we've done all our business.
Okay. Thank you, Marilyn.
To the staff.
Sorry, who?
Janine to the staff.
Janine. Go ahead, Janine.
I want to clarify what I understand the reason is to have a closed session today. It is just to find out who this vendor is that is putting a deadline on us and to also find out what happens if we do not meet the deadline of April 30th. That was an original question, and we were told that it's better if we're told in closed session. So we're not asking them for something that they don't, you know, I no longer have the motion on the table to find out what items are still needed for the audit from the various LSBs. This is merely to find out what is going on with this vendor that the new people to the audit committee have no idea of what that is.
Okay.
Lawrence to the back.
Lawrence, go ahead quickly. Yeah.
So Anita has provided the letter of the vendor to our chair, and the chair will be distributing that, Janine. So I think that would not call for an executive session because we will have the information.
Yeah, let me, I think we can send an email along with the letter that Anita has forwarded to me. I haven't looked at yet, but I'm sure it will give us what we need to know. And I think that's going to take care of it. I will send an email between tonight and tomorrow to all of you. That should clarify things.
Can
we Janine do that?
To the staff.
Yeah?
You know, I'm sorry, but it doesn't allow us to ask any questions that we have about it. You know what I mean? We would have to wait until...
Ron to the stack. Eric to the stack.
Sandra to the stack, please.
Ron, Eric, Sandra. Okay. Go ahead, Ron.
And asking these guys questions that they can't answer, okay? That's what they're trying... They've already told us that. All right, so, you know, so all I'm saying is, please respect their work, okay? You know, there's nothing nefarious going on here, all right? Let them do their work, all right? What questions can you possibly ask them that they've already said they can't answer? So, please, let's move on. Let me finish. Please move on, okay? As Lawrence indicated, you want to know the name of the loan people, you will get that, okay? These other questions, it's an exercise of futility at this point. Please, let's just let them do their work. You will get those answers when they have answers.
Thank you, Ron. Eric?
You know, I'm so sorry, but...
Excuse me, you don't have the floor? Who is that? Is that Janine? You have to wait because Eric's up.
You know, I'd like to make a motion.
No, excuse me, you don't have the floor right now. Eric has the floor.
Just briefly, I think there was reference made to the California Attorney General's office setting some type of deadline, and it was made in a generic way, and some dates were mentioned vaguely. If that can be concretized in this closed session, that's something I would appreciate. I've litigated against that office. They are not an office to be trifled with. And that
doesn't need to be in closed session.
I think it does because it involves a regulatory...
No, the date is June 30th for everybody, not just...
That. Okay, well, if that's all that's about, then
that is.
I guess that, well, it rarely is just as simple as that. But I'll take your word for it, I guess. I think that one of the things that's happened in this meeting is that people with different levels of background knowledge are talking past each other. I have a medium. I come in the middle. I've never been on the PNB. I've been on the LSB for a year plus. And I followed all the PNB meetings in the interim, and I'm pretty well acquainted with what's going on, but not intimately, and certainly not anything that happened in closed session over the last year plus. So this is where I think there's some misunderstandings going on here. Those of us who are wanting a brief closed session simply want to know a little bit more about what the landscape of the issues bearing on our committee responsibilities are. That's all. Thank you.
Gotcha. Thank you. Sandra?
Thank you. The previous speaker has already addressed my concerns. We've already spent enough time on this issue.
Okay.
And you guys have stated that...
Do you have anything new to add?
Well, I was just going to say, I do not see a need for an executive session at this time when the questions and concerns by the other members can be addressed via email. And everybody's time is valuable, so I don't see the necessity for having an executive session at this moment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. You wanted to say something else?
Well, I'd like to move for a vote.
Okay.
For an executive session to discuss this vendor that is and the ramifications if we do not meet the April 30th.
Okay, let's take a quick roll call vote then. And yes, this to go into executive session.
Madam Chair, may I say something before?
Sure, Adriana.
I think that this, for what I understand, is what I experience in this meeting is very clear. That obviously the people that are directors, they know things that some of us, we do not know. And I believe and I hope that you are not, I'm talking now about you, I'm talking in general. I hope that nobody is acting in a condescending way, telling us that we, that are part of the audit committee, do not have the same right and the same obligation that the rest. I can hear in the voices of people that are by the first time in this committee, they want to know things that we must know. And I hope that the people that have more information and the people that in the PNB, I was a lot of years in the PNB, I hope that you understand that our obligations, the ones that are not at this time in the PNB, are exactly the same. And we want to know. I mean, Anita said that she sent you a letter that for you to send to us. Imagine
I'm
how
not,
much time we went sold. I'm sorry, may I finish? Imagine
I'm
how
sorry,
much
I was muttering to myself, yeah.
What?
Sorry. Go ahead, go on. I'm sorry, that was my fault there.
Okay. I hope that, you know, if you send that letter when she sent it to you, maybe we will not be talking all of this at this time. And I think that it's true. We are wasting a bunch of time with a short executive session, we put at ease
some people that do not have a clue what is going on, and I can see in their voices that they want to know, and they have the right, and they represent their station, and it's part of the audit committee. I had a few minutes before, nobody wants to have a meeting, and we are the ones that need to approve an audit. Then obviously, we need to have it before the deadline. We are talking about adding it. I don't know if I can put my point clear, if I'm clear enough. But I hope that you know, everybody understands that the people that are not in the PMB have the same rights to know.
Okay.
Because have the same obligation according to our bylaw.
Understood. I'm going to put myself on the stack. I'm looking at the note that Anita sent me that I am now going to forward to all of you. And I will add a little explanatory note at the beginning. And I think that will take care of everything you want to know. All right?
I called for a vote. I don't understand.
Oh, you
happened.
Did. Okay. All right. Let's vote. A yes vote will be to have to go into executive session.
Executive session.
Sorry, what?
A 10-minute executive session to
sure.
answer these questions.
Okay, let me call the roll. Adriana?
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, Darlene?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
James? McFadden? I'll come back to you, James. Janine?
Janine votes yes.
Lauren?
I'll come back to you, Lauren. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Lawrence votes yes.
Marilyn vote down? Marilyn?
I vote no.
Okay. Ron?
No.
Sandra Rollins?
I vote no.
Sandy Weinman?
I vote no.
All right. Tom, are you still here? Tom Voorhees? I don't think he's here. No, he's not here anymore. Let's see. That is 5 yes, 4 no. What happened? James McFadden, are you still here? No, he's not here either. All right. How does it work if it's, what happens if it's tied? Does it lose if it's tied?
If it's tied, motion fails.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how I vote. Because it's 5 yes to 4 no right now.
Well, you could
so
create a tie. Then you could break
Sorry?
A tie.
Madam
you could create
Chair.
A tie and you could break
no,
a tie.
No, I could, no. It's 5 yes to 4 no.
Okay.
Perfect.
Has the chair voted?
No, I haven't. If I vote no, then it's tied. If I vote yes.
Can you vote, Madam Chair? Thank you.
Hang on a second. Let's see. It is 10:20. I vote no.
Motion
I'm going to
adjourn.
To send you this letter. Okay, motion to adjourn. That takes precedence. We are now adjourned at 10:20 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you, everyone.
Good meeting.